Well, Christy Law, Tara Liske, and Carrie Plaskatch are sisters. They're three young women with a number of things in common, and one of those things is that they all live with dementia. It's something they deal with as a family, but it has also been a challenging personal journey for each of them. And we'll dig in more to find out a bit more of how they live with dementia. Christy, Tara, and Carrie join me now. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you for being here. Now, I wonder how... Well, how is it? Can you explain for us how is it that you live with dementia? And I'm just going to ask these questions, and whoever feels like speaking can give me their answer. How is it that you live with dementia?
Well, our dad has early onset Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. So he was diagnosed 3 years ago, and he's now in a home, and I guess for the last year. And yeah, so we watch him progress.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what that's like for you to hear it, as I say, because I watched all three of you actually physically react when I said it in the intro that you live with dementia. Tara, what was that like for you?
Yeah, I guess when you say we live with dementia, first off, like, you know, us personally, we're not experiencing it ourselves, mm-hmm. but we experience it as a family for sure. To see our dad living with early onset Alzheimer's, having to adjust how we interact with him, how we socialize with him, how we care for him, how others care for him. So it's been a whole journey for all of us, mm-hmm. for sure.
I wonder, Christy, if you can take me back to the moment when you heard the diagnosis. What was that moment like for you when you realized that your dad would never be the same?
My heart sunk. Yeah. We have talked about it numerous times. As a family, we're hoping that it would be anything other than dementia, because it was something, if it wasn't dementia, we'd be able to fight it with something. There could be a cure. So confirming our worst fears was one of the hardest things to actually hear. And then having to come to terms with that, it has, as Tara said, it has been definitely a journey to deal with that.
Well, and I know everybody deals with the news like that differently. Carrie, what was it like for you to hear that when you first heard that diagnosis and knew that your dad wouldn't be the same?
Same thing. It was very upsetting. You think about what dad used to be like, and he was the fun guy that would, you know, the beer's always cold, the grass is always green. He always had friends over. Mm-hmm. He was the one interacting. He lit up a room. And now being in a home, he's in diapers, he needs personal care, like help with personal care. It's just, it's very hard.
And I guess mm-hmm. diagnosis is one thing, but I mean, to hear what is medically supposed to happen and what they can tell you is one thing, but then to actually experience and to see that there's no turning back from this change. Was there a specific moment like that for you with your dad?
Yes. When my six-year-old at the time, my daughter was six at the time, she was playing checkers with my dad, who's very good at checkers and chess. And he got his token all mixed up. He didn't know if he was red or black. He would move it backwards when he shouldn't have. And Rory was like, "Papa, you're not playing this right." And at that moment, I was like, something is wrong with my dad.
And how do you handle it in the moment?
You just go with it. We didn't say, "Dad, there's something wrong with you." We just, you know, walked him through, because at that time, my daughter didn't know anything that was happening. And then after the fact, I actually sat down with my dad and said, "We're all very worried about you. Something's wrong. You're forgetting things." And he played it like it was nothing. "I always forget things. I always forget things."
Yeah, that's for sure one thing. From my perspective, I think I was in denial until he actually got the formal diagnosis from a doctor. My mom shared stories, oodles of stories, and she kept some to herself because she wanted to keep us sheltered from what she was going through with my dad at home. And I would see things, but like Carrie said, make excuses. "Oh, he's always done it that way," or "he's a guy. He doesn't pay attention to those details." Hmm. But when we got the final diagnosis, there's no turning back from that.
How have you changed as a family now that your dad's role has changed?
I would say that I guess we always talk about the silver lining in things. Definitely, we have a lot more communication with our family. We've opened up. We've talked. That was a big step for us, is we actually met with someone from the Alzheimer's Society, and she actually got us to talk and actually talk about the elephant in the room and talk about our feelings and how we were feeling, and really open up. And since then, we've actually communicated a lot more as a family, plan things out. And even with my dad, for sure, is going there and making a point of us all going together to interact with him and still making sure that we're including our dad in any sort of special occasions as much as we can, and try to find as much joy and happiness as we can, where you can find it.
And we're going to get to that joy and happiness in a moment here, because that I'm interested and intrigued by that. But I do wonder how you, like, what types of adjustments you have to make in life with your dad now. What is it that changes in the way that you interact with him?
The interaction for sure is different.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we all visited my dad individually, and it's extremely hard to carry on a conversation. I mean, one thing Alzheimer's Society teaches you earlier on, don't ask those questions like, oh, do you remember when? Or what did you have for supper? Because they don't remember. But if they say they had chicken and they had pizza, you go with the flow. You just go with it. That's one thing that we've all adjusted. My mom has come a long way. She's very rigid in plans and very set in what she wants to do. Mm-hmm. But one thing she's really learned to do is just go with the flow. If dad doesn't want to do something, we do what he wants to do. If he wants to turn left, we go left and not right. Yeah. He just go with the flow.
Let's get into the happiness here, because I'm just when your idea of someone who you've known your whole life is completely changed. You know that things are changing and they're never going to be the same again. It seems to me you might have to figure out how to love and care deeply for this person again. How do you find that?
Well, Dad always loved music, and he still does. And it's he remembers lyrics and sings along at Christmas time. We went Christmas caroling there, and he was right in there with us, which is great to see. We take crosswords, and if it gets, you know, quiet where you can't interact, at least you're asking him questions and, you know, keeping the conversation going. We always hug now. We used to not be a hugging family. And
now that was like an in-unison yep there. Wow. Yeah. I'm getting the impression there's lots of hugging in this family. Yeah.
Dad makes the odd joke too, which is just...
Oh, so humor's a big part still?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Very good to hear.
Yeah, he still has some witty comments that he throws in every once in a while, which is nice. Yeah.
Your dad is quite young. I mean, how significant of a detail was that as you were learning about dementia?
For me, that was a huge eye-opener. And I think that I think probably for all of us, it's affected even how we're choosing to live our lives now. My dad had worked his butt off his entire life. He was just getting into retirement, the time where him and my mom should be traveling and enjoying all their retirement savings. And really enjoying their life. And the fact that he can't do that now, it's heartbreaking. And it also makes me realize that I'm not going to put off doing something until next year. So seeing it happen so young and his future taken away like that is just, it hits you.
But even in what you just said there, you can hear the silver lining, glass half full, that you seem to have. It sounds like it wasn't the big part before, but you've made a major adjustment here, haven't you?
I feel like I would be beaten down even more if I can't find where I can laugh about something. There's stories that if you thought about it really hard, and if he said something and you realize it's like, oh, he doesn't know who I am, but he just called me his wife, so let's just go with this. And you can just...
He knows your family.
And the comfort that you know that he knows that you're familiar, you can find the joy in that. You can't dwell on the fact that he didn't call me my right name. It's just, he knows that I'm familiar. He's happy that I'm here. He's smiling and he's giving me a hug. So that's where you really grab onto those moments and hold them close. Yeah.
How's your dad doing now?
Don't say how you normally do it, say.
I know. I would normally swear.
Okay. I know I'm on.
Do we have the beep ready?
Yeah. And everybody's face just drops. And I'm like, well, I don't know how else to explain it. You watch this healthy man who was full of life and full of zest be shuffling around a care home and needs help with everything. And you just watched your dad, someone who you loved and looked up to and someone who did everything for you. Just now we are helping him out.
Yeah.
Where have you found strength in this new reality?
My sisters, my mom.
It's the all grandkids. Of our
grandkids. Yeah. My kids. Yeah. It's amazing, too. Friends. Like Christy said, Dad doesn't really know us girls, but the grandkids walk in, he could call them out by name,
wow.
which is something so amazing to me.
Hmm. And he loved them. Like, he would... It's one of those things that you see how much he interacted with them. And as my parents, when they grew up, my mom was talking about how my dad was out drinking while she was in labor with my sister, just joking around that he was always out partying and having fun. But when the grandkids came around, he was down on the ground playing with them, going sliding, doing as much as he could with them. Mm-hmm. So that was really heartwarming to see. So the fact that he still remembers them and still he gets so excited when they're around in the home, that's amazing to see. Yeah.
You can't physically see bonds, but I mean, whenever we have, I'm sitting here watching the three of you talk about your dad doing things in unison and the connection. I mean, people, they're barely even looking at me. They're looking at each other when they talk. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate the three of you coming here to share your story and what's going on with your family. And I think it's quite inspiring to hear how you and your family are handling this. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Christy Law, Tara Liske, and Carrie Plaskatch are three sisters that live with dementia. 3 years ago, their father was diagnosed with dementia. This is Alzheimer's Awareness Month.